hope you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Stay put, that's the word from emergency officials to Gulf Coast evacuees. They're asking people not to return until authorities can actually assess the damage. Gustav has been downgraded to a tropical depression with top winds of 35 miles an hour. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal now saying that heavy rains and tornadoes are still a threat for the southeast part of Louisiana. And forecasters' eyes are now fixed on three tropical systems in the Atlantic. The latest named Storm Josephine formed this morning off Africa's western coast. The storm has a name, but so far no track toward land. We're keeping an eye on that. No doubt forecasters are also eyeing Tropical Storm Ike. It's expected to cross the Caribbean as a hurricane this weekend. And Tropical Storm Hannah, now blowing through the Bahamas. Forecasters say its most recent track puts it on a path to hit somewhere on the east coast. The RNC back in action this afternoon. The convention took an abbreviated session yesterday because of Hurricane Gustav. Now, the McCain campaign is saying that it will resume its regular schedule today. The focus, getting voters more acquainted with Senator John McCain. Among today's scheduled speakers is former campaign rival Fred Thompson and also independent Senator Joe Lieberman. President Bush will also speak tonight via satellite. He won't be in St. Paul. He'll deliver his remarks from Washington. At least 130 protesters, meanwhile, are facing felony charges today after being arrested outside the RNC. The charges come after a day of arrests yesterday, more than 286 altogether. Police at one point used pepper spray and tear gas to break up these violent protests. Also, nearly 5,000 protesters held a peaceful march outside of the RNC. In Michigan, a judge has now ruled that the governor of Michigan can proceed with a hearing on whether or not to remove Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick from office. The mayor has said that the Democratic governor is too biased to hold a fair hearing. His lawyers say that there will be an appeal of that decision today. Kilpatrick has a number of criminal charges pending against him. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on television, or on your cell phone. We've got you covered. Take care.